On the morning after Kristallnacht, the 10th of November 1938, my grandfather, Dr. Georg Salzberger, who had served for 30 years as rabbi in Frankfurt am Main, was summoned by the Gestapo to the main synagogue on the Berner Platz. They alleged he had the key. It was not his synagogue, and he didn't. As he advanced towards the synagogue in flames, which no one did or dared to do anything to extinguish, he heard from the crowd of onlookers of Germans, people saying that this would be avenged, and that in his synagogue in the west end of the city, although the inside had been smashed and trashed, the eternal light, the Neir Tamid, kept burning. This, people said, was a miracle, a sign from God. And so my grandfather stood between two kinds of fire, the fire of destruction and the flame of God's light. And in those years, the 30s and the 40s, they both burnt. The fire of destruction burnt through synagogues throughout Germany. It burnt here in this beautiful city of London and other cities in the Blitzkrieg. It burnt after the gas chambers in the unthinkable crematoria. And then it returned to burn in the places from which it had originated. So that when my grandfather came back 11 years later to his native and beloved Frankfurt, he described how he wandered through the unrecognizable squares and streets where through the empty windows, terror looked out. And the gentle inner flame of God's presence, that burnt too. It burnt in the hearts of Quakers and Christadelphians, rabbis and leaders, churchmen and churchwomen who were determined to save lives. It burnt in the heart of Frank Foley in Berlin, the British diplomat who enabled people to escape to Shanghai and who wrote that it might be considered humane on our part not to interfere in how Jews choose to die. They prefer to die as free men in Shanghai, not as slaves in Dachau. And it burnt in the heart of Parliament across the road when David Rees, Grenfell MP for Gower, said that he had seen the queues of desperate people, anguished and in despair, outside the consulates, waiting as if they stood before a tribunal between life and death, which indeed they did. And when he saw how humanely they were responded to. And my grandfather in Frankfurt, he saw that too. And he described the British consulate as a place where we were human beings once again. And that light of God, it burnt in the heart of those who received children fleeing and coming in the kinder transport, such as we have heard. And in the heart of the Bishop of Durham, who took in the child John Rayner, who became my teacher, Rabbi Dr. John Rayner, and who ensured in his bishop's home that John would receive a Jewish education and a bar mitzvah. Both flames burnt. And they both burn now. The fire of destruction burns, sadly, in the hearts of all who inspire hatred. Hatred of Jews for being Jews, or Muslims for being Muslims. And it grows in intensity in the renewed sense of populist xenophobia, which also covers our continent in Europe. It burnt in the terrible attack on the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh, and in yesterday's appalling massacre at 1,000 Oaks, where people were enjoying dance. And the flame of God's presence, it burns too today in our world. If I may say, it burns in the like of Lord Alf Dubs, himself a kinder transport boy, who desperately wishes that more abandoned, helpless children should be allowed into our country. And it burns in all who create drop-ins for refugees, who receive the homeless in their night shelters, who work for food banks. That quiet light, it burns in every act of compassion. And so, returning to my grandfather, I imagine a conversation with him. My grandfather, my opa, tell me, as you stood between those two kinds of fire, which is stronger? And I hear him answer in the words of an ancient rabbinic saying. It's four words in Hebrew. Necha b'yadi v'neiri b'yadecha. Your light, says God, is in my hands, but my light is in your hands. I hear my grandfather say, which light is stronger? It's up to you. It's up to us. God, guard our light in your hands so that we may guard your light, which is in our hands. Amen.